What's the
level of catch-up needed for Martellus to get up to speed with this offense?
You know, I think he's been looking at his iPad. You know, I think that was evident. I think, I think he'd even tell you there's nothing like practicing football to get in shape. He's obviously been in an off-season conditioning program, but you know, I thought he handled himself pretty well today.
What are you most curious to learn about him as a player?
You know, just getting to know him. You know, I think one of the things I stress is being the same guy every day, and really to understand what that is, you have to get to know him. So, I thought he had a good first practice, and with pleased with his progress.
In your experience, does this just have to be, is it water under the bridge once he's in? Do you have a conversation about him being away?
Not really. You know, I think it's kind of the rules of our league is, what we're, have to operate with. And, my job is to make sure he can be the best he can be, and that'll be what I'm trying to do moving forward.
How key is it for your offense to have a tight end that's in place, knows his stuff?
Well, I mean, this game's about matchups, and obviously the tougher matchups you can create for the opponent's defense, the better. And, he's got all the physical tools it takes, both as a blocker and as a pass catcher, which, those are both important skill sets for that position. So, I think he proved what he's capable of a year ago, and hopefully we can duplicate that and then some this year.
How's Jay grown from kind of day one when you guys got started to where you're at now and what you're doing on the field?
Well, Brad, I think really what you ask guys is just to give you their best every day. And I think, that's in the meeting room, that's in the weight and conditioning room, that's on the field, when you hit the grass. And, the one thing I can say, we're in a performance-based business. I understand that. You have to perform. But leading up to that, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and he's done everything we've asked.
How much, John, do you think Adam Gase has helped Cutler the last couple of months?
Well, I think obviously I feel good about Adam Gase's ability because we hired him. But he's an outstanding coach. I've seen him operate before, both as an everyday coach as well as a play caller on game day. So, I think he'll help Jay, but talking about it's not going to answer anything. You still got to perform.
John, guys like Bostic and Jordan Mills, any guys you can say will not be ready for the first day of training camp?
It's hard to predict. I joke and say if I could predict, I'd be at a racetrack somewhere. But really the whole idea of the off season is to get guys ready for the season. And sometimes that's being inside, maybe not being out here. So that's the approach we'll take. We're not going to win a championship this off season, but we're going to build to it. And we're just trying to get guys ready for the season to begin. And, who that is, I can't predict.
Will Kevin White be out here this week?
I'm kind of, everybody's day to day for me. I'll meet with the medical people and we'll make that call, and he'll be out here when he's ready to be.
John, we've seen Ratliff at the zero and the five technique. Any gut as to where he gets most of the snaps once the season gets here?
I don't like getting into predictions, but, he's a capable guy. I liked what I saw on tape a year ago. We've not even been in pads yet, and it's such a big aspect to really all of football, in particular your offensive and defensive line. So at this point, I think he's a good football player, and, we're going to try to get our 11 best on the field.
An early feel from what Brock Vereen can give you on the back end of the defense?
I like Brock coming out. I did probably more work on him before he was drafted than I did as a Chicago Bear. But, I've liked the way he's gone about his business. I think, I've been impressed with all the guys, their work ethic and how they work. And, it gives you a chance.
What did you like about Brock coming out?
Well, he's explosive. He's got good range. He's got good top-end speed as well as good agile, short quickness. Now without, it's just a matter of, bottling and learning, having good eyes at the position of safety.
I know we haven't seen Alan Ball out there, but do you have a feel for what he can do?
Yeah, I think, he's long. He's hard to throw the ball over top of. I thought he was a steady performer a year ago on tape. I just haven't had a chance to see him a whole lot here, other than I know he's making good progress. And, our goal is to get him healthy for the season.
Thanks, is there a player out here?
We'll bring in Jay.
Sorry,
is there a player out here who surprised you at all with what you thought you knew about him in terms of his size, his speed, his strength, anything like that?
No, doing this for 27 years, you don't have a lot of surprises. But I know this, that I've been pleased with the way the guys have worked. I don't know that I can pick out one single guy, but as a group, I've liked the way they've gone about it.